Hi, this is Satyadash reading the performance.
The stage they sent me to had an invisible audience. I was directed to deliver an impassioned speech. I took a while to reason in that sacred square ascertained by plots of Cartesian rhythms, a turf where love for the self and other bodies like a burning mouse tears through weeds, hacking, heaving a blunt sickle to engender astonishing patterns of volition. Erosion marks reveal the anonymous nature of lost lumps tousled, reminiscent of the afterlife of bones, something between silent mulch and creosote. Despite so many flickering hypotheses, the only real finding, how much I've pined to get something right, most of all a conclusion. After I was complimented, my sweat felt like dry ice. Acid scent, simmering joy, and sheepishness in pits where hands begin, for I was certain there must live people that deserve this feeling more. In my next project, I wish to bear conjunctions the size of haired bodies, one friendship to another. I will you to give you and me at times the finest of me and you respectively. What is transformation but transaction burned at dawn on peaks of huddling winter hills, incentives your mother gave for every school test you aced, mystery novel, bicycle, diorama of the solar system, or terabytes streaming through a subconscious as if we were translucent hard drives plugged profoundly into crevices of clandestine blue-black screams. Simple harmonic motions as kismet. Oh, I was looking for this word when they asked me to wrap it up. Minutes later, I'm in the audience behind stern plexiglass cloaking disposition, watching a head trundle across the stage, muttering, his face empty, but attire suggesting it could only be one person. The theater's booming speakers rang. You are a tender thorn, a pickle flower. The images perhaps reserved for specimens, witnessing in harmony, spread over the canvas of years, their personal lobotomy, the words in the bloody voice of the saint who once took immeasurable pains to birth me.